Here's Dr. Gene Getz with a Bible principle, an enduring truth for your daily life.
In the opening verses of John's Gospel, we have one of the most profound declarations in all of Scripture. Listen carefully.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and took up residence among us. We observed His glory, the glory as the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
As I have reflected on this incredible truth that God became a man in order to be our Redeemer, I thought of the wise men who came to worship Jesus. They demonstrated without question who Jesus was and who He is, God in human flesh. They demonstrated this great truth when they worshiped Him and presented Him with expensive gifts. Listen to what Matthew has recorded.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, wise men from the east arrived unexpectedly in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." Entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and falling to their knees, they worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Well, it's very clear in Matthew's account that these brilliant men did not bow down to Mary, even though she was a wonderful godly mother. The wise men's gifts were for Jesus Christ. As they fell to their knees, they worshiped Him and presented Him with gifts. Let's remember this principle, that we're always to use our material gifts to worship and praise God and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one and only Savior of the world.